Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Wednesday, June 28th. And we're glad you're tuned in and listening over WSOF and WAJJ Radio. This Wednesday is the final Wednesday in June. One way of looking at it, this year is practically halfway over right here in this week. As 6 months of the month, of the year, half of the year will be gone here on Friday. I hope that you've enjoyed a good year thus far. My has it flown by, but I trust God has blessed you and will continue to bless in the days to come. This being Wednesday, I'd like to invite you to come out and be with us in our midweek prayer service tonight. We'd love to have you come and be a part of our services. Our services are located here at Island Ford Road. We're at 1415. Island Ford Road, and we'd love to have you come be with us here at 7 o'clock, our services tonight. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer, ask the Lord to help us. I do have some unspoken requests the Lord knows about, some situations that we know about that we can't mention yet, but the Lord knows, and so we're going to pray concerning these things. Would you pray with us at this time? Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you and thank you again for your grace and mercy and goodness and kindness, Lord, so abundantly bestowed upon us. The mercies of the Lord truly are new each morning. I want to thank you for it. Father, I pray that you would bless now and help in these needs. As I mentioned, unspoken requests, Lord, you know what they are. You know the struggles and the troubles and the trials that we face. Father, I pray you'd give the strength, and dear God, that you'd give the grace. And dear God, you'd help us to have faith and to believe God, come what may. Father, I do pray that you'd touch now these sick and afflicted that we know about. Lord, I do pray for Mrs. Hall and Brother Hall. Would you be with them and strengthen them, help her to gain strength day by day. Father, I pray for my in-laws, Mackie and Mary. Both had doctor appointments today. And Father, I pray be with them and help them as they determine what to do about what they found in their lungs. And Lord, would you meet their needs and help them there as well. Lord, I pray help my wife with her blood pressure and a situation there. I pray you'd help Mrs. Holliday with her ears. And Lord, I pray that you'd help others here in the church that are sick. Brother Woodard, Brother Shelby Wilson, Miss Sharon, Miss Lisa Bell. Lord, would you touch these folks and help them in their bodies. Miss Simpson, that's been down with bronchitis now for a number of weeks. Lord, I pray give her strength and help her as well. And Lord, meet the needs. Meet with us tonight, I pray, dear Lord, and help us in our midweek prayer service. I pray for our missionaries and the work of God, the workers that are doing the work of God. I pray for them. Lord, I pray bless the broadcast now and use it for thy glory and honor. And we do ask it in the lovely and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, thank you, Benjamin, for that good song there. If you knew him like I know him. Up next, I've got the whole family singing together an a cappella song that says, "Way Down in My Soul." I'm glad I've got a feeling down in my soul, and that is that I know everything's going to be all right. Amen. And so here's the whole family singing. I hope this will be a blessing to you. Our Bible reading for this week is found in Hebrews chapter number 11, verses 13 through 20. "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things to come." I want to look specifically at verse 20 for this week. "By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come." As many of you know, we've already studied part of these verses in weeks gone by. Last week we looked at Abraham for the second time there. And then the week before we looked at the people that are listed in the these or the they that are recorded there in verse number 13 on down through verse number 16. And so as we've looked at these already, we're looking today specifically, and this week specifically, at verse number 20 and dealing with Isaac. But Isaac has been used in that group of they. We saw verse 17, for example. The Bible says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. So you see him mentioned there. Isaac is one of those mentioned in verse 13. These all died in faith. Amen. Isaac is mentioned again in verse number 18, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. So we're looking now at Isaac. This is the first time at him specifically, and I guess just individually. But when you look at him, Isaac is related to Abraham in the verses before. He's related now, not the previous generation. He's related now to the next generation, Jacob and Esau. And I want to point out some things by the help of the Lord about this study of Isaac. I've chosen to call this section the consignings of faith, because Isaac is passing down to his next generation these promises of faith and a confidence in these promises. I mentioned that Abraham passed it down to Isaac. Isaac is now passing it down to the next generation, Esau and Jacob. I mentioned to you that there are several points that I wanted to bring out this week, and we've dealt with three already in the previous 2 days. Today's broadcast, we're going to continue on with another and see how far we get into this. But let me say that we talked about the proclaiming of faith. Listen, our hero here, Isaac, is consigning these patriarchal blessings to his two sons. These blessings were different to each son. I understand that. Jacob getting the greater and Esau getting the lesser of the blessings. But primarily I'm thinking about those, that blessing of the fact that the lineage was coming through Abraham, through Isaac, and now we'll find through Jacob as well. And look at verse number 20 of Hebrews 11. Again, the Bible says, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. I spoke first about the proclaiming of the faith. He put it into words. He actually voiced the words of the promises. Amen. And then we went on to talk about the power of faith. It was faith that gave him the ability to believe those promises. It was faith that gave him the ability to bless his children with those promises. It was faith that gave Abraham and Isaac the ability to pass down to the next generation these blessings of the promises of God. And then yesterday on the broadcast, I dealt with the premium of this faith. In other words, that Isaac was passing down the very lineage of the Savior. The fact that God was going to send a Savior through their loins. That God was going to send the Messiah through Abraham, through Isaac, and now through Jacob. Amen. This gospel that is in the seed of Abraham was the promise that Isaac believed. It was the promise that Abraham believed. And now he's passing this down for them to believe that as well. Amen. Now, I mentioned to you yesterday and dealt the whole program on how powerful that is, that we have the opportunity to tell others about Jesus. That is more power than anything else. That is more important than anything else. More important than clothing them. More important than putting a roof over their head. More important than putting food on their table. Amen. More important than anything else. More important than all these social programs is this salvation program, if I could say it that way. This plan of God to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. Now, let me talk about the problem of faith. Notice this, that Isaac gave this blessing not only to Jacob, but also to Esau. We looked previously in Genesis chapter 27. I want to go back there, and I want to point out some things in Genesis 27, verses 1 through 4, about how that Isaac was going to pass that blessing to Esau. But it wasn't going to Esau. God had it planned. Of course, we know that Jacob made a plan of his own and came through. But God had already planned that Jacob would be the one that would receive that blessing. But look with me in Genesis chapter number 27, verses 1 through 4. Again, that's Genesis chapter 27, verse 1. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here am I. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, and that my soul may bless thee before I die. Amen. We know that Isaac loved Esau. Matter of fact, the Bible says, Genesis 25:28, that Isaac loved Esau because he loved the venison that Esau gave him to eat. The problem here is that Isaac was about to bless this son not based on faith, but based on a fleshly appetite. You know the story of Isaac. He's going to consign these patriarchal blessings to his sons, Jacob and Esau. And again, it looks to me like it's filled with the flesh. Our Hebrews text literally strains out all of that about the flesh and leaves only the faith part. But the Genesis account tells us the entire story, the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. It reveals the problem that we have many times in our passing on of the faith. Our problem is there's too much flesh involved. Amen. There's not only faith involved in proclaiming the words of the blessing, but there's also who are we going to pass that blessing on to? Now, many years before this patriarchal blessing was given even to Isaac, God said to Rebekah, the mother, he said in Genesis 25:23, the Bible says, two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. You notice that? The elder shall serve the younger. That was a loaded sentence. It was saying that the younger of them would be the recipient of the main patriarchal blessing that Isaac would pass down to him. The younger being Jacob. The younger would inherit not only the double portion that's usually given to the elder. Amen. But he would be the one that the divine prince would come through his lineage. Amen. God made that prophecy even before Jacob and Esau had been born. But then we see that Esau later confirmed that statement in the fact that Esau saw nothing precious in that blessing that would come through his lineage. He sold his birthright to Jacob. You remember that? Amen. Again, you might say, well, that's trickery on Jacob's part, but it was still confirmation of the divine principle of God as God had proclaimed that it would be. Amen. Esau sold that birthright to Jacob. Now, that transaction did not overrule what God was planning to do. That did not dictate what God was going to do. He had already planned it. The birthright included the double portion, but the birthright also included the divine prince that would come through their lineage. Amen. When it came time for Isaac to make his official bequeathing of this patriarchal blessing to his sons, Isaac tried his best through the flesh. He tried his best to give the choice blessing to Esau. Esau was a natural firstborn who normally would have gotten that choice blessing. And Isaac, under his fatherly feelings and his fleshly actions, Isaac intended to give that blessing to Esau instead of Jacob, that God had declared would go and have the blessing. What was it that caused Isaac to oppose this designation of faith? It was just simply his fleshly appetites. We read there, as I said, that Isaac loved Jacob because it's based on the fact that Esau could provide good venison. Esau could provide wild game. Amen. And Isaac loved the taste. He loved the flavor of that wild game. Amen. Well, when it came time to give the blessing, Isaac conditioned it on what satisfied him in his physical appetite. The fleshly appetite of man, friend, is a big problem with faith. Amen. When flesh controls the person, it pushes faith aside. Sometimes it even perverts faith. We've seen people that are supposedly giving out the gospel, and yet they let their flesh get involved. I'm talking about preachers that are supposed to be preaching the truth, and because of their fleshly appetites and because of their sinful activities, they have perverted the gospel and done dishonor to the name of Christ. Amen. Can I tell you, friend, not just the preacher, but all of us, the flesh does not promote spiritual growth. The flesh does not promote obedience to God. The flesh does not promote spiritual integrity. The flesh promotes rebellion to God. The flesh causes us to want to have our own way. What are we going to do? We need to mortify our members which are upon the earth. Amen. We need to abstain from fleshly lust that war against the soul. Amen. If we don't, we'll find out that our life of faith will be blunted. Amen. Our gold, silver, and precious stones will be dimmed, and we'll have more wood, hay, and stubble than anything else. Amen. Isaac's insatiable appetite for the fleshly things put him in the category of living in the flesh. And he almost messed up. And if it hadn't been for, you say, well, it's Jacob's intervention. It was God's, Jehovah's intervention. Amen. Listen, let me just run this one little rabbit right quick. There's a lot of courtships that are based on nothing more than fleshly appetite. Boy sees a girl and he likes what he sees, and he bases everything on that. A girl sees a boy and she likes what she sees, and she bases her entire appetite on that. Amen. I've said it before, I get amazed at these people that wander off and go to meet somebody that they have never laid eyes on. They know nothing about them except the fact that they've met them in a chat room somewhere, on a computer somewhere. Maybe they've read some of their posts on Facebook. They've seen pictures, but who knows if those pictures are even real. Amen. Who knows if what they're saying is even real. But here's what I've said. It's amazing to me that a woman will run off to meet a man somewhere. She'll leave her husband that works hard. She'll leave her family that loves her and go off somewhere chasing after a fellow that all she knows about him is that he can type good. He can say the best things on the computer. Friend, that's flesh. That is nothing but flesh. Just like Isaac, that love for another person can be based solely on the appetites of the flesh. Can I tell you, these relationships do not promote spiritual health, but they lead to sinful conduct. Amen. Isaac's flesh led him to a spiritual rebellion against God in trying to give to Esau the blessing that didn't belong to Esau, in trying to give to Esau the blessing that belonged to Jacob. Fleshly appetites oppose faith. We need to ask God to help us crucify our flesh and yield our spirits unto him. Well, I've run out of time. Thank you for listening. Tune in this same time tomorrow, and we'll look at this again.